Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Daddy's gonna buy you. Oh, hi. Didn't see you guys spying on me. I was just singing lullabies to my baby. Guys, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant! Give me a congratulations down there in the comments. Wow. I'm pregnant, guys. You know what? A while back, I didn't even know men could get pregnant. But then Apple came out with a new emoji, a pregnant man emoji. Have you seen that emoji? I'll put it up here if you haven't seen it. So then I realized I must be wrong. I guess men can get pregnant. If Apple is making an emoji, a pregnant man emoji, I believe Apple. I mean, I use an iPhone. I'm filming this on an iPhone right now. All my products are Apple products. I have a MacBook Pro, a MacBook Air, iPhone, an iPad. So, I mean, my whole life is Apple. So, if they say that men can get pregnant, I guess men can get pregnant. So, what did I do? I went and I got pregnant. I got pregnant, guys. Look at this. So, I've just been walking around the house singing lullabies to my baby. I think it's due any day now. The word due means the day the baby is expected, right? So, if I say it's due any day now, that means it's gonna come any day now, you know? And have you ever had a baby? When was it due? Did it come before the due date? Or after the due date. If it's before the due date, the baby's called premature, right? So you can say, I had my baby like 2 weeks premature, right? If it's after the due date, what's it called? Not postmature? I don't know, that's not a word. What's the opposite of premature? Late. I think we just use the word late. It came, you can say, my son came. 10 days late or something like that, right? So, my due date. What do you think I should name my baby? Give me some names down in the comments. Boy and girl names. What would you name? What do you think I should name? You guys know me. You've been watching my channel now for 5 years, almost 5 years. It's gonna be 5 years here in a couple months. So, what do you think I should name my baby, if it's a boy or a girl? Let me know your answer down there in the comments. So, I'm so proud of my little munchkin. The word munchkin means like, something cute, just a cute word, a munchkin. My little munchkin, right? So, my little munchkin's come. Guys. I just felt a contraction. I felt a contractions like, when your body goes like this. I think I'm having contractions. Oh, that hurts. Guys, I'm going into labor. Going into labor means you're gonna have a baby. Guys, I think I'm going into labor. This is not exciting. Ah, it's painful. Ow. I'm in too much pain to sing lullabies. Guys, I'm having the baby right now. Ah! Give me a like. Give me some support. Come on, Mark. Push. Push. Guys, I need your moral support. Moral support. If you give someone moral support, it means you're there, you encourage them, You're just kind of just with them, right? It's just painful, guys, and having this baby. I didn't know having a baby would be so painful. Oh, here it comes, guys. April Fools! April Fools, guys. I'm not pregnant. Let me know in the comments. Did you actually think I was pregnant? Or did you know I was joking? So happy April Fools, guys. Man, now I have some experience in what it's like to be with child. If someone is with child, that means they're pregnant. That's another way to say pregnant. So I was with child, and my child was a watermelon. So, guys, we're gonna cut on this watermelon. If you cut on, the word, like the phrasal verb cut on, guys, there's a bug. See a little bug crawling on my tripod. Get off my tripod. So, if you cut something on, do we use it with any other words other than a? Yeah, you could use it maybe with a pie or a cake. That means you cut it and you serve it. Okay, so I'm gonna cut it on. I'm gonna cut it on. You know, eat it and yeah. So, yeah, let's cut this watermelon on. And then we'll eat it. Guess I would be a cannibal. Do you think I'm a cannibal? The word cannibal means if you eat a person. So if a human being eats another human being, then they are a cannibal. They're called a cannibal. But I think the definition is a little bit broader than that because it's not just a human and a human. It could be any species if it eats its own kind. So, like if a lion were to eat a lion, I think you could say, maybe you could call the lion a cannibal. You know, very often this word cannibalization is a business word, that means when a company releases a product that competes with its own product, then it's called it's cannibalizing its line of products. I'll give you an example, okay? Let's say Canon cameras, right? You know, Canon, very popular camera brand. Let's say they come out with a camera, right? And then they come out with another camera and another camera, right? They have a whole range of cameras, like, you know, well, I'll give you real examples, right? So Canon has their entry-level mirrorless camera is called the Canon RP. And then they have another one called the Canon R, EOS R. And then they have another one called the R5 and the R6. And you know, and they have another one, new one called the Canon R3. So they have a whole range, right? Just like car companies. They make a bunch of different cars. Maybe some SUVs, maybe some, you know, whatever, cars, trucks. But their products are all unique. They don't compete with each other. Well, I mean, maybe they do, but you know, it would be kind of stupid for a car company to release like two, let's say, SUVs that are almost exactly the same, but maybe the one is like cheaper. Let's say the new one is like cheaper than the older one. And so it would cannibalize that older one, right? So let's say Canon releases a new camera, right? And let's say and they might, they're rumored to announce the Canon R1, which would be their best selling, I mean, their most advanced mirrorless camera. The numbers kind of go very often in cameras, the numbers, the better is the lower number. So the R3 is better than the R5, and the R1 would be the better than the R3. So it's kind of a reverse, or you'd think it would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the higher would be better, but that's not how it works in cameras. Usually the one is the best. So let's say Canon releases the R1 and it's amazing, and they sell it for cheaper than the other ones. Well, then it would be cannibalizing the other products in their range. Because who would buy a Canon R5 if the Canon R1 was cheaper and better? It wouldn't make any sense, right? So that's that word cannibalization. It can be used in business and technology, especially technology. You know, they often talk about a company not cannibalizing their own lineup. That's a bad business idea, right? So, guys, let's cut on this watermelon. I won't be a cannibal because my baby is a different species. It's the watermelon species. Let me know, do you love eating the watermelon species? Or what's your favorite species of animal or plant or creature to eat? Let me know down in the comments. So guys, let's cannibalize our watermelon here. We have ourselves a durian. Look at that. Isn't that a spiky fruit? Spiky. Look at these things, are called spikes. Wow, look at that nice red watermelon. Ooh. That looks great. Let's cut a nice slice here. Can you see? Okay. Try to get it nice and straight. Didn't get it straight, guys. Look at that. This end kind of thicker, and this end is doesn't even have any green rind. This hard part of the watermelon is called the rind. The watermelon's rind. So look, there's not even any rind there. Let's dig in. Dig in means let's start. Let's start to eat this. Let's dig in. All right, you can have the first bite because I fooled you on April Fool's Day. I'll make it up to you. Make it up means to like, to make it right. I'll try to say sorry and make it up to you. So here's the first bite of our watermelon baby. It's extra special because I sang some lullabies to it. So it's a very, you know, just a nicely raised watermelon. I carried it. I was in labor. Well, no, I was with child. I carried. Very often we use the word carry, right? So if a woman talks about carrying her child, you know, for 9 months or something like that, I carried this watermelon for probably at least 90 seconds. How long was it? A couple minutes. I was with child for at least a few minutes, probably. So anyway, there's your first bite, guys, and I'll take a bite here. Mm. Oh, that's good. That is a good baby. I love you so much, my baby. Mmm. How about you? Do you love my baby? Guys, that's a good baby. My lullabies paid off. Turned out to be a very nicely ripened baby. Mmm. So let me know, guys. When you eat watermelon, do you eat it down to the rind? If you eat watermelon down to the rind, it means you kind of eat it down to this green part here. Like some people eat the watermelon really low. Some people leave some red, you know. I don't know. I usually eat it down to the light green part. Like that. I usually eat it like that. Took my garbage can over there. I need to take out my trash. Anyway, guys, well, just want to wish you a happy April Fool's Day. Let me know, what do you do for April Fool's? Do you celebrate April Fool's, or is it just not a thing in your culture? Not a thing means it's just not a popular occasion. You could say, oh, it's not a thing. Like if you're talking about an event, let's say Halloween or something, right? You could say, oh, Halloween's not a thing in our culture, or, you know, April Fool's Day is not a thing in our culture. So what do you do pranks? Because here in like North America, very often people play pranks. Have you ever played a prank on anyone? I played a prank on you guys today. You thought I was pregnant, but I wasn't pregnant. So that was my April Fool's prank. Let me know, what April Fool's pranks have you ever pulled in your life? And we use the word pull. You know, if you pull a prank, it means to do a prank. I don't know why we use the word pull. I don't know. It's just English. It's how English works. So if you pull a prank, that means you fool someone. So I fooled you guys into thinking I was pregnant, right? But maybe you weren't fooled. Let me know in the comments if you weren't fooled. Maybe Apple's new emoji didn't fool you. Maybe you still believe that men cannot get pregnant. Well, guess you'll have to take it up with Apple. If you take up something with someone, that means you talk about it with them, you discuss it. So if you say I'm going to take this up with my boss, it kind of means you have an issue, right? If you have an issue, it means you have a disagreement or some problem. So if you have an issue with their emoji, you can take it up with them. You know, you could go to Tim Cook, Apple's CEO, and say, Tim, I want to take up an issue with you. I want to take something up with you, okay? This pregnant man emoji. And then you can discuss it with him, all right? So let me know all your stuff, guys, all your thoughts, your feelings, your cultural practices on April 1st. It's not a huge day here, but it's just kind of one of those just smaller events, especially for kids. I think maybe kids do April Fools more than, it's just a normal day. It's not like a holiday. It's not a public holiday. I don't think no, because April 1st always falls on a different day of the week, right? So, you know, might be like Thursday or Friday or something like that. So there's no day off work. I don't know if companies really do pranks on each other. It probably depends on the company. It depends on the personality, you know. If you're kind of a funny person, you might do some pranks on people, but I don't know. So let me know what it all is, what it involves in your culture. So guys, thank you for joining me. Hope it's a nice day in your country, wherever you are. It's a nice sunny day here. I think I'm going to go for a walk after I eat my... after I cannibalize my watermelon baby. So guys, stay safe, stay happy as always. I love you guys so much. Hope you have a great April Fool's Day. Anything else to say? I think that's it. So, as always, I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.